systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic? Yes, it's another week here with your boy. In fact, this time he's here. Hey, I'm not alone.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Last week he dished us. I don't know what's wrong with him. Yeah. Decided to go on a vacation.
I had to build his muscles. France? Yeah, I had to go to France.
These days, yeah. Hey, these days Jean-Claude Van Damme, you know, travels there. Yeah, muscles from Brussels.
Yeah.
He travels around the world. So, yeah, where did you go? Paris, France?
Yeah, yeah. I had to go to Paris, you know. I had this, what do you call this, Kumite.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to go to this Kumite. Okay.
Did you have a tournament?
Tournament there.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, this week is back, yes. We're going to be doing the most this week. Just like I promised, we're going to have a part three. This is the part three. Yeah, we got to hear muscles from Brussels input in terms of the whole topic and everything. We're still looking at the internet revolution. Yeah, yeah. And it's part three. So we're going to hear what Muscles from Brussels has to say. But before we do that, you know how we do it right here on What's the Topic? Yeah, we give you the awesome stuff that gets you pumped up. Yeah. I'm going to let Muscles from Brussels do the honors and announce the track that we are about to go into.
Okay, so we're going to go into our first song. The title is 21 by Jermaine Mattel.
Yeah.
Yeah, 37, yeah. But I'm better than ever, a veteran. Woo. Still chopping the beat like confetti. Woo. Loaded like I'm at 11. Still breaking bread with the reverend.
Yeah.
Still taking bread with the brethren.
Yeah.
I'm still on this earth, that's a blessing.
Woo.
But I'm still on the grind, I'm a legend. Still on my own, I'm legend. Put 100 on me like we betting.
Yeah.
Cause I'm ready for war, I'ma get it. No wrestling, this is on the Sabbath.
Woo.
I'm pure and I'm dope, I'm like Medellin. Light a match, I'm on fire like kerosene. My baby the baddest I ever seen. Put VVS stones in the wedding ring.
Woo.
Thank for the guy that I never been shot. I know the haters don't want me to ball. Tongue out like Mike and I'm taking my shot. 2 tears in the bucket, coming from nothing. You know the story, I'm changing the plot.
Yeah.
You say I'm nothing, I know I got something. You never gonna turn me to something I'm not. 21. Said I never lit a seat, 21. They thought I never lit a seat, 21. The devil thought he had me, said I never lit a seat, 21. But now I'm a savage, said I never lit a seat, 21. Said I never lit a seat, 21. They thought I never lit a seat, 21. The devil thought he had me, said I never lit a seat, 21.
21.
But now I'm a savage, said I never lit a seat, 21.
Plan in the pot, get low as a drop, then we ran these spots. Probably should stop once setting up shop. Never ran from a man, but I ran from the cops. When I think about grace, I ain't get what I deserve. When I look back on it, I got what I got. See the folks from my past, and they looking all shocked. Said I never see 21, I just turned 31. Hey, I'ma bring it back to remembrance. Only come around when it benefit. God opened doors like a gentleman, but they still killed him. He was innocent, they can walk him out. In my Timberland, Christ clone, you can see resemblance. Could have whipped the pot like a chemist. It shows lifestyle, so I'm living it. Told them to listen, but they all sleep.
Let's
told them be strong, but they all weak.
Let's
don't be defined by the company you keep.
Let's
watch how you coming, you coming from me.
Let's
turn to a savage, to turn to a beast.
Let's
know how to move on 21 wounds or 21 sheep.
21. Said I never lit a seat, 21. They thought I never lit a seat, 21. The devil thought he had me, said I never lit a seat, 21. But now I'm a savage, said I never lit a seat, 21. Said I never lit a seat, 21. They thought I never lit a seat, 21. The devil thought he had me, said I never lit a seat, 21. But now I'm a savage, said I never lit a seat, 21.
Yeah.
Yo, it's Incense. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music. You know what it is.
Yep, I hope you enjoyed that track. If you did not, it was Sean's pick. Yeah, I don't know why he picked that song.
The muscles choose that
I'm
one.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, if you didn't enjoy the track, yeah, let us know why you didn't enjoy the track. If you hated it, what's wrong with you? Because I enjoyed the track. That's why it was picked. I'm just kidding. Yeah, let us know what. Yeah, what's your opinion? So we're gonna dive into the whole topic. Yes, the whole internet revolution. For Muscles from Brussels, you know, obviously he teached us last week. So I'm just gonna brief him on what went down last week. So last week we basically spoke about the whole, you know, situation with Web 3, touched on a bit of the history in terms of when the internet, you know, came into existence, your whole 1993 situation to 1995, and the fact that if I decided that I'm gonna drop out of school in grade 8 or grade 9, I was gonna be getting paid billions, you know, just to create a homepage.
Yeah.
So that's literally what went down last week, and then I went into your whole Web 3 situation. You know, you look at it now, the generation that we're in now, we on Web 2. That's literally what we're operating on. That's what the internet's operating on.
Yeah.
And I touched on how Web 3, for some people, it's a good thing. They actually for it, and then you got the other side where they're against it.
Yeah.
Now, if you go into your NFT world, they love the whole Web 3. Because they're not able to be controlled. So if I'm an artist in the NFT world, whatever that I sell, I can track to see who owns it. So if I sell something, the government or whoever that's in control can now claim it and say it's theirs.
Yeah.
They can't do that. Why? Because of the whole blockchain system and how the whole blockchain system works. So that's the NFT world. But at the same time, the question that I had was, yes, you're able to track who's the owner of that NFT.
Yeah.
Now, what happens with the guys that report, that tell the truth, you know?
Yeah.
That expose. Since there's going to be this whole blockchain system, because they're wanting to get your WhatsApp onto that system. Mm. They're wanting to get your Facebook onto that. Every social media platform.
Mm.
I mean, your social media platform.
Yeah.
All of those. They actually wanting to put them onto your whole blockchain system,
yeah,
where you're able to track and see whatever data that goes onto that whole platform,
yeah,
where did it come from?
Yeah.
So they will be able to tell, this is the person that dropped this media here.
Okay.
Now, for some people, that's a problem because they'll expose the truth, and then the government's going to track where the media came from, and then they'll be like, okay, so this is the person that exposed us, okay.
Yeah.
And then for all we know is that's the last time they spoke.
Yeah.
The rest, we don't even want to mention what happened. So now, my question was, the whole Web 3, yes, when you look at it, you know, your whole Ready Player One type of situation where, you know, we got this whole metaverse, virtual reality, you know, those things.
Yeah.
That's literally what they're wanting to put into, you know, this whole system and everything. That's what they're building up to.
Yeah, yeah.
When we go into the future, it's another situation because now they're wanting to take your conscience and put it in a robot, which for me, I'm like...
And it's already started. Yeah.
How do you achieve that? But let's leave that one.
Yeah.
So looking at the whole situation of, you know, your whole Web 3, where you're able to identify anyone who drops content or exposes things, what's your take on that whole situation of being able to see what happens in terms of your whole Web 3 situation in terms of identifying people? What's your take on that thing?
I just think that with the internet, if you look at Facebook and Google and YouTube, you know, they're the ones that are basically controlling whatever is going on in the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, if you search something right now, maybe you search an artist.
Mm.
Artists that are related to whatever you're searching just pop up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, the thing is, if you look at Facebook... whenever you're posting something, these people have access to your information anytime. So I just think that how can I put this?
Do you support the whole system, or are you against the system? Are you for it or are you against it? So what's your take on that? Do you think like it's a great idea that we are going into your whole Web 3, you know, world and all those stuff, or do you think this is another one of those that we need to throw out of the window?
I just think this is a bad idea. For example, if you look at The Matrix, if you watch the movie The Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah. When The Matrix started, the internet was basically, it was basically starting. It wasn't like something that was out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, what happens in The Matrix is you're in this pod, right? Mm. And you're literally connected by a wire to a computer. Yeah, so you're basically living your life in a computer. So, everybody's...
Actually, it's crazy because thinking of it, I never thought of it, you know, in terms of The Matrix.
Yeah.
But when you look at the whole situation, that's literally what they're wanting to do.
Exactly.
That's why they're wanting to put our conscience
exactly
in a robot.
And
that's literally what's going on.
And you can imagine this was a movie made when 25 years ago.
The first one, I think, came out in 1900. I know the first one came out before I was born. Mm. That's how...
So imagine, hey. So whenever this... I think... At that time, the internet wasn't that advanced, you know, and people were thinking to themselves, like, God, this is not possible. I mean, fast forward 25 years later, and Elon Musk is creating this Neuralink. So I just think if you can imagine if your brain is connected to this device and you can communicate with your phone, you can communicate with your laptop. I mean, Facebook has been accused of hacking into people's accounts. Mm. So your phone is connected to your brain.
Yeah.
You can imagine anybody can access, you can access information, like whatever you're thinking. Yeah. Like everybody just basically knows what you're thinking now. So against it. Yeah, I'm against it.
It's crazy because, look, it's already happening.
Yeah.
When you look at the whole Facebook situation, which is one of the things that I mentioned last week, that whatever that you put on Facebook doesn't belong to you.
Exactly.
I know you took the picture,
but
it doesn't belong to you
because
it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
If Facebook decides to kick you out,
exactly,
what can you do about it?
And the thing what you're saying is these guys just, they decide what to do. Like, for example, I just got blocked on Instagram. I don't know why I just got blocked. I mean, it's crazy how much control these guys have.
Yeah, no, I also experienced the same situation with Twitter.
Yeah.
Where my account was suspended.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, so the previous day, went in, tweeted, looked at what, in terms of impressions, the amount of people that saw my stuff.
Mm.
Following day, go back in, account has been suspended.
What?
Hey!
For what?
Hey! In my whole entire history of me using Twitter, I've never been suspended.
Yeah.
But hey, this time I'm suspended. What's going on here?
You know what I realized is whenever you speaking the truth or something that's gonna hurt like them or the government, whatever, then it's a problem. They start blocking you.
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why also what's the topic has a history of Facebook. You know.
Yeah.
Not promoting us because of some of the topics that we touch on, you know, the LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Hey, some of the topics that, in the past, there's some interesting things that went down.
Mm.
But obviously for myself, looking at the whole Web3 situation, look, I love technology. I love things that make our lives easier. Look, technology did make our lives easier, but at the same time, it made us lazier as well. It's a good thing, but also a bad thing at the same time. But now looking at your whole Web3, it would be cool, you know, to have your whole Ready Player One type of situation.
Yeah.
But the effects that come with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I'm not for it.
Yeah.
It's just like the metaverse. It's cool to get into the metaverse and host a event. People rock up in the metaverse, you know, that it's people from USA and they're like in there, enjoy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you are the DJ, you do your stuff. If you are performing, you perform in there. That thing is cool. But at the same time, you know, there's an element of it where you're like, nah, this is not something that we should be, you know, standing for. So on the whole blockchain situation, look, your trading world, Bitcoin and all those stuff, because, myself, now and then, not heavily involved in there.
Yeah.
Just like now and then go in there, you know, just for fun and all the stuff, because I love learning what's happening and all those things. I want to know how do the things work.
Right, yeah.
So, like, I know with your Bitcoin area, whatever you do in there, they can't track it back to you. Oh. So it's an encrypted blockchain system where whatever transaction that happens,
They have no
they
control.
Can't come back. Yeah. They can't come back to you.
Yeah.
They won't know who did it. And that at the same time, if you make a mistake, so if I'm supposed to send you cash and then I make a mistake with one number and then send a transaction and then it goes maybe to Jack, hey, I can't undo that whole thing. If I sent you a million and then change the number, I've gone to Jack. Jack is out there celebrating. He got a million from me. That's no way.
I think that's what happened with this I think it's a student from where, Vet or something.
It was the one that ish. But yeah, even that situation right there.
I mean, like, if somebody would deposit maybe, let's say, 20 million in your account, wouldn't you use it, man?
No, you see, okay, yeah. Look with her situation.
Yeah.
I think, look, stuff like that happen. Where someone, you know, I have a friend who recently, like, received, okay, not that recent, but they received a Bitcoin transaction.
Wow.
Where they went inside, and then they found cash in there. They found cash in there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, me, I'm removing this thing fast. Like, hey, if I leave it here, next thing they find out that it's in here, and then, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, I'll take it out. But at the same time, I have a friend who's in America. He also, same situation happened with him. He's in the NFT world, where he went into his OpenSea account.
Yeah.
He looked at his wallet. He found over a million.
Damn
and
it.
Then he's like, hey, guys, I found this cash in my wallet. I don't know what to do with it.
Damn.
Then the guys are like, hey, man. First, his concern was, is it real?
Yeah.
Didn't know if it's real.
Yeah.
And then we're like, hey, man, send us half a million. We'll tell you if it's real.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, I don't want to do that. Next thing, I send you the cash. Then they find out that I used it. Then, hey, here I am getting arrested and stuff like that.
Yep.
So these things do happen, you know. If I had to be in that situation, look, if it's in the Bitcoin world, man, I mean, it's a transaction that can't be tracked back to
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
I'll use it.
Me too,
but
man.
Now, if it's a situation where, like, NetBank...
Yeah.
You know, hey, NetBank deposits cash into your account and all the stuff.
If you
use it, you better use it on wise stuff.
Yeah.
Can't be out here buying bags. I mean, that's what she did. She
went to buy bags, that's the problem.
Alcohol,
the problem.
all those things. I'm thinking, you're not even investing, hey. You're busy spending.
That's why she got arrested. I mean, she just bought booze and,
Yeah, so
you know, I just think
with the internet
made us lazy. You know, when the internet was designed, it was designed like for us to share information. For example,
if you go back to time, that's literally what was happening because you couldn't travel. Yeah,
yeah. So for example, I'm learning this. I don't know if you know 3D programming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3D modeling and stuff.
Yeah, 3D modeling, yeah. And I'm learning new languages like Japanese. So I just think that we're abusing. I just think that we're abusing it. Like, whenever you're using the internet, it's just social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, That's why now looking at the whole, you know, blockchain system.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why they brought this whole system was because of that whole censorship, you know, and all those stuff. They were like, we're tired of being censored, you know, being controlled. Whatever that we put out there is being re-owned and we can't do anything about it. So that's why this whole system was created. But at the same time, I'm like thinking it's a good thing, but you know, you get people who want to stay unknown. Like they want to be anonymous and they want to drop their stuff there anonymous. Why? Because they exposing the truth. I mean, if you are a journalist, you don't want to drop your stuff there and then they know, hey, it's you. A few hours, next thing, hey, phoning you, your phone's not being answered or phone is off.
Yeah.
And you're not the one that switched it off. So you run situations like that.
And the thing is, that's
another world to live in.
The thing is with Web3 is that everybody's becoming dependent on technology. Mm. Like, if you just parked your car and you're not sure where you parked your car, like, there's an app, you can just check, oh, my car's here. exercising, people use apps for exercising. Like, everywhere, people like, are just becoming more and more dependent on the internet. So now, with this whole censorship thing,
it is what it is right there. I feel like we've been talking a lot, eh?
Yeah.
I feel like we've been talking
that's
a lot.
That's because the muscles for the muscles
we're going to give you... Yeah, you know when you're here, we talk a lot. When you're not here, I talk a lot, but I don't talk a lot. There's a time limit to the amount of stuff that I take out there, you know, because I want to hear from your side. Yeah. But yeah, let's give them a track, man. You know, let's go into a jam right there. I'm going to let Muscles from Brussels, do the most and give you a track. Yeah.
We're going to go into a track by Chadwick P. Grant.
Yeah.
Jesse.
I put in work on a minimum wage. I seen your drip, it's a minimum wage. I'm repping my city, my digits LA. Won't get the line, but I'm calling the play. I hear Fugazi, that's never been me. I keep it G247 a week. Holla at me if you really got problems. Pray on my phone, but won't put up the dollars. Haven't you heard all that talk ringing cheap? I'm a new animal, still the same beast. Roam through the street, cause I'm about to unleash. There should be roses all under my feet. Ain't talking brick when I say that I trap. Partied in vandals and bust out the back. Wanted to fit in, we all wanted that. Know you and Lee when you're watching your back. Lately my heart been so Canada. Don't need your hand out like Bannister. I may just turn up like Bannon. He like to fly and no landing. Order my steps, it ain't random. Got everything I demanded. A shooter gon' air out in traffic. If that's for the birds, then I imagine. I can't relate to your raps. I tell the truth and I got what you need. They get right back on track. I got the dream, I can't die in these streets. I just be talking the facts. If it's a problem, then leave it to me. That's how I got where I'm at. Working and praying, I had to believe.
Yeah. I'm probably the realest to do it. Don't tell me how you play the game. Cause when you had a chance, you blew it. All of them pills were so hard to swallow, but we improvising, just chew it. Basically, make no excuses, whatever it take, you just gotta go do it. Hey, I see how they playing them sweet. I won't let them do that to me. I'ma keep pushing, I put that on Zine. I want the smoke just to let off some steam. They wanna stop me like setting the screen. Man, pick a side, you can't sit in between. I had to answer the call at a team. I made a change when God intervened. Yeah, you make a match, but I swear ain't no challenger. Yeah, fulfilling the prophecy, hammer and nails. I wanna roll with the whistles and bells. They wanna kill me and put me in jail. You just an amateur, you keep on talking, so you just a rambler. They wanna shot at the throne like the Lannisters. Hey.
I can't relate to your raps. I tell the truth and I got what you need. I did get right back on track. I got the dream, I can't die in these streets. I just be talking the facts. If it's a problem, then leave it to me. That's how I got where I'm at. Working and praying, I had to believe.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that track. If you didn't enjoy that track, do file a complaint against Muscles from Brussels. Yes.
You can't take down the Muscles from Brussels.
Yeah, in fact, you can file a complaint in all regions, all countries. Make sure, like, all of them, they know that he can't enter those countries because, he's not going to teach us here. Yeah, so make sure you do that. But yeah, I'm kidding. We're going to get back into this whole situation, the internet revolution. So, Muscles from Brussels, what are your last words concerning the whole internet revolution and everything?
I just think that people should be careful, in how they use the internet. Yeah, that's my last words. As we said, people are becoming more and more dependent on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
So, like... some people just can't even go for a day without their phone, you know? Try and use less of the internet. Yeah. Those are my last words.
No, I remember I did a show on living living without a phone. Yeah, that show was interesting.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah, I wouldn't mind going back to that time because I enjoyed my life without a phone.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, I felt like it was stressless.
Mm.
It's nice to have a phone, but at the same time, it's also nice to not have a phone. Because I feel like for me, those years where I had no phone for 3 years, those 3 years were the most productive 3 years.
With a phone, man.
I fought to not get a phone,
but
my mentor fought with me to get a phone. So eventually I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Because my mentor said I must get a phone. Let me be obedient and get a phone. So that's literally, if it wasn't for my mentor,
right now as we are speaking,
I was not going to have a phone.
You know, I just think that you can live without a phone. But
you can.
If you're working, that's a problem because you need to communicate and all
that. You see. The reason why I didn't want to get a phone was because of social media.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be out here sitting on social media, wasting time and all that stuff, when I can actually be productive. Because that's one thing I've seen, you know, whenever I get onto social media, I just find myself scrolling, instead of me working, you know. Because there's times where, in fact, when I look at my whole life, man, like my whole schedule, if I had to take my phone and put it in a safe or lock it somewhere, the amount of work that I'll do in a week's time without a phone, I can do it within 3 days.
It is, yeah.
So imagine that whole week, the amount of work that it's going to take me to get done, I'll finish it within 3 days. And then the rest of the week, I'll be doing my own things.
You know, the
and I've actually tried it. I've tested it where on a Monday I come in, I don't touch my phone. And obviously people fight with me. They're like, you're not answering, you're not responding. Then when you take out that phone, you see 90 WhatsApp there. You're like, yesterday. But that's literally what happens. But like back then I tried it out. I was like, okay, Monday, Tuesday, I'm not going to touch my phone. I did it. And then by the time it hit Wednesday, Wednesday in the afternoon, I was done with the whole week's work.
Imagine.
And then I was just like sitting there and I'm like, okay, now I'm bored. What's happening?
And that's what happens. You're just busy there. Maybe you're working or something. Then, I don't know, it's like the hand just moves and just grabs the phone and starts pressing. You don't even know why.
Look, there's an addiction. Look, when I was looking at the whole, you know, when I did that whole show on living without a phone, one thing that they did mention was that, you know, you get addictions where you know that drugs is an addiction. Yeah. A phone is actually a channel for an addiction. Your social media, all the stuff.
Yeah.
Your phone carries all those addictions in there. So in your phone has your Facebook addiction, it's normal.
Hey, mix it, bro. Damn.
You mix it BBM to go there and all that stuff. So it has all those social medias are addictions.
Yeah.
And what carries all those addictions is your phone.
Exactly. And
so that's literally what one thing that I actually saw. It's actually true. So that's what happens. Now, the whole internet revolution, look, internet's a good thing, but I think too much of it is a problem.
Yeah.
You can use it to be productive and all those stuff. I remember the life that I lived, you know, looking at how the whole internet revolved. Before, you would go to a library to get information. I used to go to the library to get information.
Exactly, me too. As a kid, I used to do that.
I used to love reading.
Yeah.
And then internet came. Yeah.
And with the whole thing, with the phone, like now there's PDFs. You can just download a book. But it's not the same, man. The smell of the book and everything.
Yeah. Before, I used to, like, I had a library card.
Yeah.
Where I was a member.
Now,
which library card? Hey, Baba, I have my phone here.
That's
literally what happened. I went from reading books to now watching videos. I don't even want to read a book.
Exactly.
YouTube, summary of the book, done.
Yeah.
I don't have time to read the whole book.
And these people figured it out. For example, you might say, like, I'm deleting Instagram and Facebook. Delete them. And you go into the internet, you can still go online without the app.
Yeah.
So, like, there's you no running away from
still
this.
Logging in. Pa, inside. Then you are scrolling.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here?
Man.
So, things like that do happen.
Yeah.
But, it's awesome. It's amazing to see what you can do with the internet. But at the same time, you know, even like with the whole Web3, you know, the blockchain system. Look, it took them 10 years to go from Web 1 to Web 2.
Yeah.
And the prediction is we still have like close to your 5 years time for Web3 to come into the whole, like, yeah, to be as a standard, you know, that we're using Web3. So we're going to still look at that and see how it goes. But at the same time, yeah, for me, I feel like, nah, it's cool. Let's just leave it where it is. Web2 is already doing the most.
Yeah.
I know people want, you know, advanced stuff. That's where now you, people, you know, you end up self-centered.
Yeah, yeah.
You forget how to communicate with people.
People, exactly, yeah.
Like, all those things, those are like the effects. So, it's an awesome thing.
I remember one day, like, I was in high school, and, like, it was English class. Like, we were supposed to, like, go up there on the board and just spell something. Maybe the teacher would say something, and they're like, yeah, you just write the thing.
Mm.
And this girl just, I think, what was the word? I'm forgetting the word.
Yeah.
And she used this social media language where, like, she summarizes stuff.
Yeah.
She was supposed to write a full word. That's how addicted she is to social media, and she just summarized it. I was like, hey, she must be addicted. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, literally, that's literally what happens.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for What's the Topic right here, your boy Fearless Eagle and Muscles from Brussels have to disappear. We're going to give you a last track, but before that, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good afternoon to you, good afternoon. If it's good night, now you can sleep because you've listened to What's the Topic. Mr. Yeah. Muscles from Brussels, give them the last track.
The last song is Come Outside by Limo Blaze.
Yeah. Enjoy.
We outside. Tell the boy to come outside.
Tell the boys and girls we're here to mash up the place. I'm one of the youngest in age, so make sure you're watching the space. God gifted us all of this grace to rise up and battle with rage. Just brain and tongues with bass. I sound like a walking AOA. The spirit is flowing in me. You see that when we come up on the stage, me and my mates, we don't play. We're using music to break all of the chains. Not here for the money or fame. We're here because of Jesus' name. Screaming in caps, no lowercase. We need to get to the secret place. I'm not ashamed. How can I do it for fame? It weren't me that he was sick and the lame. It weren't me that showed no word of rain. It weren't me that made water and grain. It weren't me that washed all of my stains. Can't you see we're not living the same? This is all done in Jesus' name. Why do you think that we're running this race? El Diablo is running the chase. Gotta turn around, back the blade. The word of God's precious face. And I didn't leave a trace. Had nothing to do with this case. Cause it was done by the one that died in faith. Then he rose up on the third of the day. Now he's got keys to hell and the graves. God's name gets glorified. Of course I tithe. Save my life.
Yeah.
I beg for Christ.
Yeah.
I used to run and hide.
Run and hide. Run and hide.
Now I tell them, boy, they come outside. Cause I beg for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
His name gets glorified. Of course I tithe. He saved my life.
Yeah.
I beg for Christ.
Yeah.
I used to run and hide.
Run and hide. Run and hide.
Now I tell them, boy, they come outside.
To the IMO
place. I beg for Jesus Christ.
Tell all the boys and the girls that I came in to shake up the game. Look, call me a star right now, but I promise the hunger the same. And the mission the same, lifting up Jesus' name. This is the reign of the children of Elohim that never struggle to stay in the shame. I bring the wave to put the city in flames, break all the shackles and chains. All of my days, I never go to a place, fight and go in Jesus' name. Come outside, we ain't scared, we serve a God who raised the dead. What can man do to me? I'm Daniel in the lion's den. I used to run and hide. Now a God ain't just by my side. Ooh, the truest in the fire. Who's the fuck man in the fire? Oh yeah, we face the hurdles, but we bend it like Beckham. They try to press the ammo, we keep it straight like Peckham. They try to take my dinner, frankly I ain't no Lampard. My God did not desert us, demons to getting shattered.
God's name gets glorified, of course I tithe. He saved my life.
Yeah.
I beg for Christ.
Yeah.
I used to run and hide.
Run and hide. Run and hide.
Now I tell them, boy, they come outside. Cause I beg for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
God's name gets glorified. Of course I tithe. He saved my life.
Yeah.
I beg for Christ.
Yeah.
I used to run and hide.
Run and hide. Run and hide.